Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, if you guys need any more clues, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're laying it out there now. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. There's your fourth clue, everyone. Philly tickets on the line, 4:05, first pitch, Wednesday, June 5th. We're going out as a show. You guys come with us. Pair of tickets today. All right, so let's just hit one last time. Hugh, all the clues. That was the clue number four right
there.
There's
my clue board.
You just heard clue number four there. The other clues. This person, part of a famous TV family.
He was a famous TV family. He was so famous, they made a video game about him.
And then the third clue was that some
Joe
people...
Joe has been compared to this guy.
That I kind of look like
that
this
That should
guy.
Be a layup. So the next person calling, that's an alley-oop. We just gave you alley-oop.
I mean, just dunk it home. All right, 215-592-949. We'll get back to the phone in a second. Can we hear Mark DeRosa? The Mark DeRosa MLB Network. You know, we were talking about the Phillies earlier. Nola was incredible yesterday. They got their 30th win. I feel like Stott's becoming a star in front of our eyes. They win regardless who's in the lineup. Now, tonight, they're back home against the Mets. But while this is all going on, and the Phillies are 30-13, they really haven't pulled any distance away from the Braves, who just keep winning as well, even without Spencer Strider and with a lot of their offensive guys not having great years so far. Here's DeRosa on the NL East race.
I'm going to say the Braves because they've been able to nip right at the Phillies' heels, and they haven't even gotten going yet. They lost their number one starter, and they've still been able to cover it up. Their offense, Acuna hasn't hit. Olsen hasn't gotten going. He hit 54 last year. Riley kind of tweaked his oblique a little bit, but supposedly back in the lineup. He hasn't got it going yet. Michael Harris hasn't got it going yet. So I just think the fact that they're 12 games above 500, at some point they get red hot offensively. I still think Sale and Morton, Max Fried's pitching for a contract. Lopez has been nice. They got some depth pieces. They'll find a way to, like, weather the storm.
You know what's funny about all that, Joe, is, like, before the baseball season started, we talked about how, and I understand that they've had some injuries down there with the pitching staff, but before the season started, everybody, it was a consensus almost that the Braves were going to run away with the division. Now it's, you know, they're trailing the Phillies, and now it's going to get, you know, they're going to get hot at some point. I mean, I get it, but that was never supposed to be the case. It was never supposed to be the case.
Yeah, the way I view it is, the Braves offense going to wake up? I'm sure.
At some point.
Yeah, they're too accomplished of hitters to not. Last night, Olsen had a big night. He's probably going to wake up.
Or
here.
It could be that this year, we could be this year's Braves lineup. You know, when you talk about, because you remember last year, all through that lineup, they were just crushing.
Oh, the whole year.
The whole year.
Hit 300
maybe,
home runs.
Maybe it's our turn. Maybe this is the turn that we're looking for.
You need that.
Yeah.
For our bet. So I think there's something to, okay, the Braves haven't hit and they're only two back. Like, I wish the Phillies were up five, right? They're 30-13. I wish they're up five games, not two games. At the same time, is the Braves pitching going to keep pitching like this? I don't think it is. I mean, they've gotten a lot out of pitchers that, you know, and obviously Chris Sale's a great pitcher. I'm not surprised he's bounced back because he's healthy. But they've gotten some good pitching out of guys that are, like, I'm not sure that good. So, yes, their bats are going to probably wake up. but I think their pitching will revert back to the mean. Also, can I make the case, as DeRozan's making the case for the Braves, can I make the case the Phillies are 30-13 and Bryce hasn't been super great yet?
Yes, you can.
Schwarber hasn't done much yet.
You can.
Trey's out. I mean,
yes, you can.
The Phillies will probably be better for they've had different guys get hot, but they really all haven't been hot at the same time.
Yes, you can. And that's why I made the comparison to the Braves of last year. Because we talked about, who is it, outside of Ronald Acuna, Ozzy Albies, Marcel Ozuna.
Yep.
Those guys were knocking the cover off the ball down there for Atlanta. So, yeah, it just feels like this might be our turn to do the same thing.
So, here's what's probably going to happen. As we're talking about, like, who's done what, who's going to do what. It feels to me like we're in for a special division race. I think we're in for a race where both teams could win 100 games, and we're watching this thing the whole way through,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about, you know, the importance and debating how much it's worth going for the division versus resting late in the season. They're both going to make the playoffs. I mean, I look today, you know how many games the Phillies are up right now on the third wild card? They're up 10 in the loss column. I mean, it's pretty much a lock. The Phillies and Braves are going to the playoffs. It's just a matter
of... It just feels like it,
the
yeah.
division. So... that's the drama this year. Kyle, I mean, I don't think the Braves are going away, but I also don't think the Phillies are going to slow down considerably, maybe a little bit, but not I think we're getting a great race.
I agree. I think it's going to be really close. I will say, like, it doesn't feel great that, like, we're on a heater and we can't pull away.
I know.
Like, this, yeah. With the Braves pulled away both last year and the year before, like, by a large margin, just because we fell off a little bit. Like, we can never align our big streaks with the Braves on a down streak. Like, they are keeping pace. I'm going to be looking over my shoulder all season, and I don't think we're going to get a breather on that.
I think it was 3 years ago, the year Gabe Kapler's Giants won 107 games. They won 106, and the they won 107, and the Dodgers won 106. I'm not sure we're going that high this year, but I think we're getting that kind of division race where they both win 100 games. 215-592-9490. Let's go back to the phones here. Your guess is for Hughes Clues. It's your final shot. We got like, what, 16 minutes to give away these tickets?
Yeah, about that.
All right,
let's stump everybody today, huh?
Sometimes I get that feeling when we get ready to come in to do the show, you've got one that's going to stump people. I didn't think this was that day, but here we are.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Joe and Exton, what's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Joe.
So to hop in on the Phillies first, I think instead of us being on a heater right now, we're pacing the Braves while, you know, Trey gets better, JT heals up. So, I mean, we can still get all these guys back and then create space.
Well, we can, Joe. Yeah, and I just love that they're winning no matter what the lineup is. I mean, yesterday, obviously, Trey's out and JT's out. But then, you know, Harper goes out right before the game with a migraine. No big deal. And Nola just throws a shutout and they win pretty easily.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Mets, I think, had the best home ERA in baseball or something like that. So we got the job done.
No question. They're an incredible baseball team. Joe, what are you feeling on Kelsey?
So, I mean, the production will drop off some, but, like, is Cam Jurgens, is he definitely the starter at center?
You know, Joe, they haven't said that. I think that's the assumption.
I think he is. You know, we're assuming everything that we've done so far. We're assuming everything. So, yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, because, I mean, we got two fairly high draft picks in Jurgens and Landon Dickerson that played center in college. So we have options if one doesn't do well.
They do, and they also signed Matt Hennessy in free agency, who has that guard and center experience. He played for Atlanta last year, Temple guy. So
yeah.
There's also a little contingency plan if Jurgens gets hurt, too, which that's part of it. Jurgens has been banged up a little bit in his two-year career, so we'll see. All right, Joe, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues? Do you have it?
Yeah, so since you bought it to give all four clues, I'll give the game also. The game is Fester's Quest, and the character is Uncle Fester.
You got it, Joe. Joe, you're headed to the game with
us. Look at you, Joe.
Congratulations, Joe. Excited to hang out with you at the game. Phillies Brewers on Wednesday, June 5th. Good job, Joe. Yes. All right.
I stumped everybody with that.
So the Uncle Fester thing.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing on this. I mean, you say whatever you want about me. It doesn't bother me. But he's older. Do I look old?
No. That's why I say
Stewart. When I think Uncle Fester, he looks weathered.
He does. He looks.
He looks weathered. It's like he's had a tough time.
It's funny. He does.
His, His eyes look like he hasn't slept in a long time. Yeah, and look, the whole Adams family does.
Bad look. He got a bad look. It was just funny the way you said it. He looks weathered.
He does. It's like an old catcher's mitt. I just, if you want to compare him to other bald white guys, that's fair game.
Stewie.
But Stewie's got a football shape.
Somebody
head.
Say they like Caillou.
I know Caillou. The Caillou one kind of fits.
No, the Bunsen Honeydew, that's a good one too.
Oh, the Muppet.
Yeah.
But isn't he green?
Yeah, he is. That
I'm
was
not
funny.
Green.
No, you're not green. You're not green. But I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, what was the other one we saw today? Remy, Higher Learning.
Nah, definitely not Remy. Because for the obvious reason, I would never associate you with Remy, for obvious reasons.
Well, there's not a great association with the character. I was just thinking looks. All right, let's go. All right, let's do it. Cowboy Jim, who's up? What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Oh, now you take my call when I had the winning answer.
How did I know that?
Come on. I had the winning answer. Thanks a lot. Anyway, those terrible clues. Terrible clues, Hugh. I mean, you should have started off what I told you. Give two clues in the beginning. Like, okay, not a cartoon character, a live action character. So instead of people saying, Homer Simpson or anything like that. So, come on.
I don't even think anyone said that. No one said Homer
Simpson.
Nobody
said Homer Simpson.
No.
But I'm always, I always am for input on how I could do this better, but not so much from a Cowboys fan.
Well, Jim, did you see the Cowboys schedule leak?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I have not, but I'm not going to sit here and go, ooh, if this quarterback plays, they'll win this game. If that quarterback plays, from what I see from your mock, you're going to be 7-10.
Well, I have the Cowboys last game of the season in front of me. You want to know who it is?
Go ahead.
It's not deep in the playoffs, Jim. It's official. They will not be playing in the NFC Championship game for the 29th straight year. So I'm just going to make sure you know that one.
Whatever. And as for that Brazil game, as for that Brazil game, listen, half the team's going to get sick because of whatever's down there, or they're going to be a baby daddy, or something's going to happen down there. They're going to be sick for a month, at least, from coming back from there. So that's the first loss, and then they're going to be sick for a month. So, so Sirianni gets fired. I'm going to say the fourth, fifth game, he's going to be fired. Yeah, that's where I see it at. And as for you, Hugh,
yes,
you're not a silver fox. You're a big daddy.
A big daddy.
A big daddy.
Okay. And at my job, I'm trying to find you someone at my job. There are good-looking women at my job. Flight attendants,
you're
pilots.
Trying to bribe them before we get to football season.
Jim, yeah, you can't do that on the air. We got
to. You don't even have to be married. You don't even have to be married to fly for free. Okay, You don't even need that. Look at the girl I brought to Chicky and Pete's. Okay,
Jim, you are unbelievable.
Yeah, that's Jim. You're not right for doing this on air.
I'm just trying to help you, man. I'm just trying to help you. It's either that or bourbon. I don't know what else to do.
Cash
will probably work too.
I'm not that easy, right. Joe. I'm not that
easy. Good luck with that 7-10 season, guys.
That's enough, Jim. Out of here.
I'm not that easy, Joe. I'm not. I mean, he did come there.
Hold on. He brought you bourbon and
she was attractive. No, she brought me bourbon.
She brought you bourbon. Well, Jim's friend brought you bourbon.
Yeah.
She was nice looking, and then you weren't critical of Jim's calls for a month.
I was critical.
No, I'm not Jim's calls.
I just wasn't.
You let him off the hook.
I just wasn't as critical. I still had something to say that was pointed and concise. It just wasn't, just wasn't as harsh.
It's a real shame that Cowboy Jim will not be going to this Phillies game with us. You know,
you think if I felt he had the right answer and it wasn't, it was said already,
you would have changed it.
Like, well, would I have hung up accidentally?
I was hoping that you would do it, because you know what Angelo used to do with the Cowboys fans? He'd, like, very enthusiastically be like, you want to get a shot at the pride? They're like, yeah!
Well, you can't. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.